Hello, Amy. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me.
Sure, Artur. It's the least I can do, considering the situation. I've been working with you and with TSW Media for 10 years.
Yes, well, actually, that's why I wanted to meet. I know you said that you'd made up your mind about going with another design company, but I'm hoping there is some way I can persuade you to reconsider.
I wish I could say yes, but I'm afraid this is out of my hands. You know I've always enjoyed working with you.
That's why I was so surprised by your decision. I'm wondering if there is anything we can do to sweeten the pot.
In the end, it really came down to one simple factor: cost. The new agency is charging us 20% less.
Well, I've spoken to our director, and we do have some wiggle room on pricing. We are prepared to offer you a 10% reduction on all projects.
That's very generous of you, but I'm afraid we're still too far apart. Even with the discount, our cost would be 10% more if we stayed with you.
Yes, but what about customer service? I think you'll agree that we have top-notch service.
I couldn't agree more, and I raised that with the new agency. They've assured us that they will provide personalized service. In fact, they've already assigned a very experienced designer to our account.
I see.
I'm sorry, Artur. You know how much I've enjoyed working with you, but I'm afraid you're not going to be able to talk us into staying. It's simply a question of money.
Okay, if there's really nothing more we can do, I'm not going to twist your arm.
I appreciate you not doing that. That would hurt. Seriously, though, I am sorry. From my perspective, not being able to work with you is the worst thing about all this.
Thanks for saying that. And thanks again for talking to me today. If things don't work out, you know where to reach me.
Thanks, Artur. Take care.
You too, Amy.